stuck my leg up to stop someone, and he was midair, and his foot just went directly into the side of my calf.
Wow. That sounds painful.
Yeah, so now it's really sore. Like, actually, that's shin. Oh, it's really swollen. Damn.
Turn right onto Barron Road, then turn left onto Van Leer Avenue.
Maybe
not.
Yeah.
Seemed like you shot pretty well today.
Huh.
You got a lot of attention from Cindy. That's nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't too crowded.
No.
Turn left onto Van Leer Avenue.
I want to check, see if I have
your iPad's in the door.
Because when I last checked.
Turn left onto Pennsylvania 352
it was
South.
315. Bomb looks teachers can post till 3:30. So, I mean, they usually post before then. And I did everything that I remember about hearing about in school. But there might be a little bit of an hour.
Turn left onto Pennsylvania 352 South.
Or Spanish? I don't know. I feel like there's something. It's probably from LA or Spanish.
Maybe you should check that before you do gaming.
I did.
Oh. You said you didn't check since 3:15.
Continue on Pennsylvania 352 South.
But then you came home and you gamed for a couple hours.
Yeah, but I checked. All my homework was done.
You are on the best route. You will arrive at 7:24 p.m.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Continue on Pennsylvania 352 South for a half mile.
I just found one sheet, but it was covered like front and back in binary
turn right
numbers.
Onto the US 1 ramp, then turn right onto US 1 north.
You get your tongue? Yes. Just now, just sitting there?
Damn. No, I probably filled up about 100 pages.
Turn right onto US 1 north.
Just
it
for.
Was so pointless.
Just for fun?
Yeah. I liked observing the patterns in it. It's almost like getting good at it. Not that it was worth anything. Fun. Yeah, but I was really disappointed with my last math test.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got like a 87 or an 85, something like that. And it was hard stuff. Oh, no. It was just really just hard. It was a lot of memorizing words, and they all sound sort of similar. So, like, and they all, there's like, so there's 8 words, 4 go with certain things, and the other 4 go with certain things. But then each thing has a meaning, and then each center thing has its own meaning. So there's like 16 things, sort of, but they're all connected, and you have to know all the connections. And
Do you wish you'd studied differently, or?
Use the right 2 lanes to take the US 1 north ramp, then continue straight onto US 1
north. Sometimes it isn't the amount, it's more the technique, you know? I mean, sometimes it's just
US 1 North.
Like, she doesn't know the thing, though. The thing is, I got an 85 on Super 10.
Continue on US 1 North for 8 miles.
She's not going to help me. There's some people who need more help more than me. I mean, I have an A in her class. I've gotten hundreds or 99 than every other test. Like,
you can't.
So I'm gonna have an advisory meeting because I don't want to know 85% of that unit. I only
Right. Yeah, I think that's wise.
A friend got a D in math.
Do you get your test back? Like, do you know what you did wrong?
Yep.
Does it, when you go back through it, do you understand it, or is it still a little bit out of reach?
I still understand it at all.
Okay, so yeah, definitely.
The thing is, I haven't made any dumb mistakes on any test this year.
Good. You must feel good about that.
Yep.
In math, you mean, or everywhere?
Just math. I turned in a paper with two paragraphs starting the same way, but he says in class, there's like five big rules that are all written out that are not, you don't need to be perceptive at all. They're just things, and everyone you get wrong is a letter grade off.
That's like, write your name this way, and then you write it a different way. And,
yeah. The formatting of writing your name and date and title, that's a lot of grade. If you have one spacing off, because he does tell you exactly what to do, to be fair. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's unreasonable at all. I mean, I checked against the rubric, and I was blind. And I don't know, I should have checked better for that or something, I don't know.
Yeah, some of it is almost a test in how well can you follow instructions.
Mm. The thing is, you don't get 10 points for getting it right. That's not how his papers work. You start with 100, and anything can take off. There's probably more than 100 points to lose.
You could get negative. You could owe him points at the end. That would be terrible.
If you turned in nothing. When you turn in nothing, you should lose you at 0. He doesn't go negative. But, like, each body paragraph is worth like 25 points. The intro's worth 15. Or the intro's worth like 10. The conclusion's worth like 10. And the thing at the top with your title's worth like 10 or 5. It's about 100. Something like that. But then there's all these grammatical things. So then, any basic problems with those things, he can take away points for. So that's 100 points you can lose. Then you can lose repetition points. Any kind of repetition, anywhere throughout your paper, is a letter grade. I'm not sure if he counts it, though, if you have two, if he counts that twice.
Or if you just get slammed for...
If you get one letter grade or two letter grades off.
Then you really could end up in the hole.
Well, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I think I had two things. So if you counted them twice, one, you'd be sort of happy that I could have gotten an A minus. But two, really sad that I'm. Because then I just sort of threw the project. I mean, I did sort of. I was angry at myself, not at Terrell. I mean, I'm often angry at Terrell. I don't like him, but. I was just angry at myself.
So you feel like you didn't really... You didn't do your best on it. Is that what you mean? Or...
I spent an insane amount of time on it. I worked really hard on it. I did what I could. But I just didn't do it well enough.
Well, you're learning. Luckily.
Yeah, but that... Repetition is not something that I need to... It's a perceptive. It's not like... The subject of the sentence doesn't align. Like, that's like, that can change. Repetition is just repeating of words. So, I was mad at myself about that.
I wonder if.
Because it was. There were two big projects the entire semester. There was that, and there was the. farm project. On my thesis statement, which I turned in by itself, mm-hmm. I think I got a B minus. Mm. And then I edited it, and he was like, oh, this is great now. And then I did it in my paper, and he wrote suggestions for how to make my thesis better. Mm. He's been known to do that, though, where he'll correct it into, like, oh, this looks good now, and then you can turn it in, and he's like...
He forgot he said that it was good.
Huh?
It's like he forgot he said it was good, or he changed his mind or something, yeah. Do, when you schedule your work for your longer term stuff, like a paper, do you leave, do you leave a day or two at the end just to edit it and go through the rubric?
Yes, but this wasn't on our time. Part due every day. Mm-hmm. And the last part was due on the last day.
I just know that, like, if by the time you finish writing something, first of all, it's really hard to edit it because it's in your brain and you often can't see mistakes because you're not fresh. You know what I mean? Like, your brain fills in the errors, like, fixes them without you seeing them. I mean, I would never lie to you and say that I ever accomplished this myself, but your school teaches much better study habits than I ever learned, and I mean, I know that it seems like a very good goal to finish it in time, to edit it with a clear head, because the editing and the rewriting is often where a lot of the best work happens, not in the initial, but that's from someone who's not a writer. Did you have your second day where you go and shadow ninth grade?
Second?
They said they were going to have another one. I forget when they said
that. Yeah, but it's not for each one's only half the kids.
Oh, I see. When does that happen about, you know?
Friday.
Oh.
With the other kids. Not me. I already went.
Oh, you already went. How was it?
It's pretty good.
You enjoyed it?
Uh-huh.
When was it? That was a couple months ago, right?
No, it was on Friday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Did you have a buddy or anything, or you just go around, or?
We went with ninth graders. Mm-hmm. It was just ninth graders. I just went to classes. LA was okay.
Who did you go to? Was it the guy who's the head of it? The sort of guy with glasses, kind of a little bit heavy? What?
What color is his hair?
It's either gray or dark. He was the head of the whole department.
The LA department?
Yeah, upper school LA department.
No, that guy is not heavy at all, and he has red hair.
We can ask Dad.
Okay. Are you talking about Mr. Pfeiffer?
I'm not sure who I'm talking about now.
Mr. Pfeiffer's the middle school assistant principal. He's the only... Oh! There is a guy who teaches like one LA class. He's not the main LA high school teacher. Hmm. He's the only one I can think of. And he's sort of heavy. I mean, he's heavy and he has dark hair. And he has a sort of... He looks like that one actor, that comedian. Who has like a... Sort of like a scrunched up face a little bit. Or a fake nose. I don't know. See, this is the problem with not knowing any actors' names. Like, I feel like you would know exactly who I'm talking about if I told you the actor.
Mm-hmm.
You would definitely know the actor, but I think you would know that you would recognize the teacher if you met him, too.
Okay. Can you think of a movie he was in? Said actor?
He makes, as far as I know, he's just been in, or what I've seen of him, he's just been in, like, guest appearances in TV shows, but I think he's had movies and stuff, I don't know.
So what classes did you go to on Friday?
History.
Was that good?
That was awful.
Oh no. Sounds
disgustingly awful.
Ooh. I hope you don't get that person.
It's supposed to be a bad class.
The guy we saw was really good, but
what was he teaching you about?
An election, a contested election in like the 18 something or other.
About world religions. But apparently it's just studying different religions.
You told me that. Like, you just, like, now we're studying Islam. Now we're studying Buddhism. Like that?
Yeah, now we're... Yeah, exactly. Now we're studying Judaism. Now we're studying...
That's weird.
Christianity.
So it's not history in the way that you have been doing history.
Yeah, it's not even social studies, right? No, it's just not interesting. And then the guy we had was talking about the Bill of Rights...
What's wrong with the Bill of Rights?
He was the most boring teacher ever.
Because Bill of Rights isn't boring.
No, but he was miserably terrible.
Well, that's awful. Sorry.
My LA class was okay. Mm-hmm. Considering it was LA, it was pretty good. We had the... redhead guy. Our science class was really good. He taught us about why dry ice is dry. I mean... I knew it all.
So was he just... It was just 8th graders? Or you were in the 9th grade class?
Just 8th graders.
Okay, I see.
It was like dry ice, why dry ice is dry. I mean, even, I knew it all. That's just why... he let us pick what we wanted to learn about. Mm-hmm. Also, he had everyone in the room pick two objects and he, like, proved how they're connected and how they're practically the same.
In 1,000 feet, turn left onto Darby.
I feel like it would have been more...
kind of mad because he was sort of full of bullshit.
I feel like
he was connecting a battery to a pineapple. Mm. And he was like, well, they both have some form of acid, thus they're practically the same.
Seems like to me you could have talked about mitochondria, and because they're actually the batteries of our cells. With the passing of electrons through the electron chain, like that's like a pretty.
How does that have to do with pineapples and batteries?
Because a pineapple, all the cells in it have mitochondria. That's how it grows. That's how cells, living things, work. Is they have essentially batteries of their own inside them, each cell.
What's weird is that he had a flashlight and a pineapple. He grows pineapples in his greenhouse.
You mean, wait, he had a pineapple, like, just, it wasn't for the purpose of example?
No, he just let two people pick random items.
That's kind of funny.
And I was like, pineapple. And he was like, wait 1 second. Walks into his greenhouse and brings out a bunch of pineapples.
That's kind of nutty.
Yeah. He was kind of crazy.
That's good. A little bit of crazy is good.
He blew something up. He put, like, dry ice in a sealed container.
Mm. I was gonna ask you.
And he did the candle in a fish tank with dry ice.
What happens?
Well, candles can't. Fire doesn't work without oxygen. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't light.
Oh, I see.
So he would light the candle, lower it in, and it would just poof.
I see. I feel like you would have maybe enjoyed more. I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
Don't you think you would have enjoyed being in actual class with the 9th graders to sort of see...
Why is that different?
Well, because these may not have been real... Like, were they were sort of designed to sort of show you what the class was about, but it wasn't, like, actually seeing a class, right? Would you have enjoyed...
I think that they idealize all the classes.
Right, exactly.
I think it's worse.
And I think you... But you also might have enjoyed seeing what the kids do, how they're involved, how they're, you know what I mean? Like, not just about the teacher. I could be wrong.
So it's not that.
Spanish?
No. Because it's the whole of it. It's like a bunch of eighth graders.
Oh, and they take all different languages. Yeah. Not all different.
Did we have a math class? Don't think we did, because there's different levels of math. Mm-hmm. Did we?
We met a very cool math teacher.
Wait, I'm thinking. Science, LA, history. What the hell? Oh, no, no, no. Our fourth class was just meeting with a bunch of seniors and asking them questions.
Oh.
And we got to meet this crazy guy.
What crazy guy?
I don't know. He works as a teacher. He is really weird.
What does he teach?
No clue. Not very clear.
Did you ask any questions of the seniors?
I asked about Model UN, Business Club, and Luck Trial.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto Manoa Road.
All of which I'm interested in, but all of which require massive out-of-school payments.
So you don't want to do all, you can't do all of them?
No.
Plus there's that, I don't know when you can get involved with that math, competitive math thing, but that, yeah, it seems like that might be
turn
fun.
Turn right onto Manoa Road, then turn left onto Weller Avenue.
History is more fun.
Cool.
So I think I'm gonna probably go with Model UN.
Mm-hmm.
Model UN is awesome. I always do a different one every year too.
Yeah. I've heard of kids who did Model UN. I never we didn't have it in my school, but that was like a great experience. You get to travel and go to conferences.
Yeah. I guess the middle school is run by some of the most...
Your destination is on the right.
Oh, no. You know how I was telling you about, like, triggered feminists or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
They're like that, but about anything, gender, sexuality, anything related like that. Except, so, like, someone created a club called Sister Circle. Where feminists can talk about, like, their feelings and stuff. And, like, one of the teachers was like, I'm sorry you had to hear that. Like, I'm sorry that, like, that they made a club that's just for girls, like, to talk about this. I was like, so the mention of gender is just, like...
They thought that you would be offended that this group existed?
Yeah.
And you don't care if that the group exists? Is that what you're saying?
No one does. Everyone, it's a nice group.
Uh-huh, I see.
They even let, like, boys can come,
mm-hmm.
but they called it Sister Circle, so they think that that's, like, not inviting to boys. It's like, what, it doesn't...
Feminism has the word feminine in it.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't be afraid of that there's men and women, you're like, saying, or boys and girls.
Saying someone's a boy or a girl is, like... illegal. Like, it's like you're labeling them.
I see.
But in high school, as a joke, four boys dressed in, like, elf costumes, but that, you know how, like, with your t-shirt, you can, you don't know this, but...
Hold on.
You take the bottom of your shirt and you fold it with the top like that, and then it rolls up and it looks like a bikini top.
Yeah.
And there were like striped Christmas elf shirts and stuff, and they did like a dance. And then all the teachers were like, they were portraying homophobic stereotypes, and they were only representing Christmas because they wore Christmas colors. But two of the four kids were gay.
Right. You have such a more diverse experience than I did, that's for sure. I'm sure there were gay kids when I was in school, but that's right. And it was a real weapon that people used, like, against Uncle Zach.
What?
That kids called him gay, and he was, like, ostracized for that, and, you know, because he was, like, had an earring and was, you know, liked to talk to girls and not play football. So everyone called him gay, which seems so silly, but it was a big deal to him.
Except for Sam, all of the queer kids in our school are... like, cool kids.
Are what?
Cool kids.
Is Sam gay?
Sam is hot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. I think people are bi, then like the statistics of out people,
yeah,
and like in the closet people are very interesting.
It is interesting, and it's.
I think that a lot of people are at least like almost like. Like a lot of my friends were like questioning, like, am I gay or am I straight? It's like, if you're questioning that much because you like both, like, then you're like, a lot of people are bi.
It could be, and or it could be that there's a lot of kids whose sexuality just hasn't really
developed
yet, and so, you know, sort of all options are still open because you're not, you know what I mean?